Com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Life is life. A mountain railroad. With an end that's brave, we must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave.
This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And what is the temperature today here? Let's see what we're doing up here today here. We're 58 degrees. That's good for Alaska. That's good weather. So anyway, talking in a tax court, I found one here I missed, which is an important one, but that's all right. Well, I was just doing a word search here. But it talks about the collection of assessment. That's a 301 reg, and that's under 6502. I missed this one. I don't know how I did. Of course, it's working day and night on this thing and being aggravated by somebody that's a pain in the neck that I've been dealing with. Anyway, 6501. The period of limitations for assessment for 3 years. That's a 301 reg. Another housekeeping reg. So, and then we got 7403, action to enforce the lien or subject property to payment of tax. You pay that tax, sir. Bubba, you betcha. 301 reg. Then timely mailing of documents and payment treated as timely as the 7502. So we got, you're actually, we got 6011 stuff. And 6012 on the, you got a file or not, that's a 301 reg. We got the notice of assessments, you got to be able to assist, those are 301 regs. The notice of deficiency, you can't proceed forward if you got no deficiency to assess. And then we got the federal tax liens. That's 301 regs and where to file it. And then we got coming after your property is a 301 reg too. What am I missing here? You think we got a problem? These people are lying to us, folks. That's a fact. And they didn't use any of this stuff. And what's even more amazing is another one that they didn't have that they use all the time. Levy in the street. I am going to get these things in the letter. I am going to levy. And we will distrain. We are going to come for your property. And if you don't get back to us in such and such a time, you're done. You're toast. 6331. That's Title 26, by the way, that says it's all employees. I used to pound on that ad nauseum. It says it's only for employees of the government, which goes straight into the wage side, which says the same thing in Subtitle C. It's irrelevant. Because agencies don't give a hoot about code. They have no authority to use it. They have to put what they are going to use against us, general applicability and legal effect, in the Federal Register. The statute has to be identified in the heading. And if they actually had any authority, there has to be a limited delegation of authority at the bottom, which you will never find. Because they don't. They use 7805, and sometimes they don't even have even a statutory authority. They cite another regulation, which is beyond belief. It's so far out there. How can we, as a public, expect to operate if we can't simply say, this has application to me, yes or no? Are we supposed to be experts and have Westlaw to be able to go in and do all the research and then go to the bottom, if it doesn't have 301, go to the bottom and look in the Federal Register publications, which I'm going to get to briefly, and search for 553B, and then know what happens there? What kind of a crazy world do you live in? I don't even know if it has application to me or not. We have to have notice in plain English. That's what we put in the Supreme Court. One of the questions, how in the heck do you expect me to abide by something if I don't even know, and we have to go to the courts, and the courts can't even make up their mind? Because nobody brings out the real issues. We have the Chevron deference. Well, you know, it kind of looks like, and well, we might give a little bit of deference, but, you know, kind of walk around it. They know. You can't walk around a jug hole in the road if you don't know what a jug hole is. That's a fact. But here we have all of the essential elements. The lien levy is a 301 rig. But in the CFRs, they have to identify the statute. The Code of Federal Regulation is a compilation of Federal Register filings under that statute. So 6331 is there, lien and levy, and every one of them is a 301 reg. We don't even need to go to the APA, because if they put 301 on it, that means absolutely conclusively it is a housekeeping reg, and it has nothing to do with the people of the United States. That's for the internal use of those idiots that work at the Internal Revenue Criminal. That's irrelevant. Every one of the statutes used against the Moonies, there was not one regulation anywhere in any of the rulings at all. They don't talk about it because they can't. And they know they can't. It's a con. But once you know that the regulation that they're trying to, or the statute, has to be identified in the heading, regardless of what kind it is in the CFRs, it has to be there, like 6331 is there. So you find out, what kind of regulations did you promulgate under 6331? Well, I could check that out real easy. But this is a wild card search. Well, the only one is the 301.6331. That's housekeeping. And they got a 1, 2, 3, 4. How many of them they got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Easily find in Westlaw. The levy and distraints, the procedures and restrictions on it. when an offer of a compromise is used, and installment payments. Those are the four. They're all 301s. That's it. How do you levy it to straight and take my damn property? Because they reduced 301, 6331 code. And I don't know no better. And they don't tell me. I wouldn't either if I was them. That's how good criminals work. It's a con. It's an absolutely a con. So now let's go back over this because this is so important. You will find this also in the, this one heading here I was using for somebody here. What was it? You go look at the complaint. The complaints. It's under United States District Court, which is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 court. I've got it in four cases, supported by Supreme Court decisions the way they did it. Does anybody in his right mind take judicial power of the United States? Judicial power is reserved strictly for governments. That's in Article 3. Of the United States is a prepositional phrase. The object of the preposition of is the name of the government called the United States, which shows up a couple of times in the Constitution of the United States. It's called the government of the United States. So judicial power of the government is the United States. Can't question that. You don't even need to, it's there, folks. Now we make a statutory United States District Court. We change the name from the constitutional side, District Court of the United States, that worked legally, technically up to 1948. Then we put it in the closet. Never repealed because they can't. We create a new one called United States District Court, but we create a new judicial power. Judicial power of a district court. So judicial power is fine, okay. Of a district court, is there a government called the District Court? Really? I didn't know that. I missed that part. Did you know that? Of course not. It's not, there is no such thing. And the thing is, I never found that until later on, after we got out to the final throes in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, because they hide this stuff. I do word searches, and they're really good at, you just got to keep playing the word searches game. And eventually you'll find it. And what I find? 1960, they tell us what's going on. The United States District Court is an inferior court. The District Court is a tribunal created by Congress under the power given by Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. That is a legislative court. To constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, and they got a Supreme Court holding decision. The creation and composition of the United States District Court is presently set forth in 28 U.S.C. 132. Thank you. So we've identified where its code's at. And then they try to use this when we go up in all these cases. It says the general jurisdiction of the United States District Court is set forth in Title 28 U.S.C. 1331 to 1360, and they say that's what we always plead all these cases in. Start off with United States Code 1331. Laws and Constitution of the United States. Yeah, right. Okay. Dream on. So now we've established unequivocally by their thing, it is an Article 1 court. It is a legislative court. Oh, this is 1960. The Ninth Circuit in 1980 went a little farther. It said the judicial power of a district court, which is what I wanted to know, what is the judicial power of a district court? District court is not a damn government. Duh. Words have meanings. The Supreme Court, or the Article 3 says judicial power of the United States in Article 3. That's a separate branch. May be exercised by a single judge. This is in the code. It says here, this should be noticed, it is fundamental that a district judge has no judicial power individually. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know whether he was a government or not. You never know. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of a court. Quote, jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not in a person. The judge exercising the jurisdiction acts for the court. What the hell happened to the rule of law, the laws of the United States? That's what he's supposed to be sitting there independently. Oh, no, he's acting for the court. Well, then who's the court under? It says right here, are solely the creation of statutes and exercise is subject absolutely to the control of Congress. That court, because it's a legislative court, is under the absolute control of Congress. That's another Supreme Court decision, by the way. So we got a judge representing the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. Is that like where you want to get the rule of law and justice? You're starting to figure out why all these United States district courts are all off the rails? They're just doing what Congress wants them to do. Screw us. Where's the laws of the United States, Article 3? And I've got the decisions, which I put in the writ of certiorari. Congress cannot withhold these constitutional courts from us. But you know what? Nobody's complaining. What the hell? Nobody complains. They can get away with anything they want. Just like we don't own our cars. Nobody complains. Because you don't know. You think you do. Because you don't understand it. When every brand new car is, before it leaves, there is a way that they do it in Alaska. It's right out there in plain English. You signed a power of attorney, to give all right, title, and interest away. And with that is a document called the Manufacturer Statement of Origin that you don't even know about, have never seen, that is hand carried over to your DMV. And they get around and issue you back a certificate of title. Ours in Alaska is real clear. There's maybe other security interests not shown, but in a single sentence. They're on it. That's how they control us. It's their car. And if it was their car, absolutely. I could make money off of it. I'll fine you. And all under the guise of safety, we'll put speed limits, all kinds of crazy stuff. There's no right to travel because it's their car. And I gave it away. Supposedly, knowingly, right? Don't think so. So anyway, we have these United States District Courts. It's supposed to go from tax court to the United States District Court. But we got a problem there. Because the Attorney General's opinion back in 1941, trying to figure out how to make this whole scheme work, said there's no case for controversy. Those regulations can't be adjudicated in a constitutional Article 3 court. There's no controversy. It's them saying you shall, if it had the force effect of law, but it doesn't. They can't do it. So they had to come up with a new way to do it. United States District Courts, legislative courts. That's the con. Amazing, isn't it? Do you know that these two cases on this issue of the judicial power of a district court has never been to any appellate court except the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals one time when the Moonies took it there? And do you know what the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals said? Oh, that's old cases, and you didn't bring it up initially. Old cases? The issue was fought from tooth and nail for years. They spent 6 years in this battle. They couldn't deal with it. So they just said, well, now, it's an old case. You know, you should have brought it up earlier. The issue was brought up earlier. Thank you.
were living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay. Well, we're back here. Again, you'll get anything out of this show. Number one, all agencies are mandated to use regulations filed in the Federal Register. That's the Federal Register Act. There's no getting around it. We're stuck there if we just knew it. It's a fact. General applicability and legal effect shall. Number one, they are an agency or a federal agency or executive agency, and that's where Biden does his executive orders. Even he has to have a limited delegation from Congress, otherwise he would be usurping Congress's stuff. He doesn't have it. They can get away with that under national emergency and some stuff like that, but I'm going to have a show on that. But anyways, number one, all agency. The enemy is the agency of the federal agency. IRS, FDA, CDC, you just name it. They're all there. Number two, general applicability and legal effect. It shall be in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, it says we're done. Because I have to have notice. You can't prosecute me or try to go forward with something that don't exist. And it says if it's there, you have to take judicial notice. In other words, that is the rule of law. You got to use it. That's important. Now, between the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act, if we're going to go into the APA, there has to be a limited identifiable delegation. They have to say, hey, CDC, you can get around and make a regulation specifically on using masks on airplanes or something like that, which will never happen. I went into their regulations on the mask. It's all interpretive. It's all nonsense. They have to be a specific delegation. Otherwise, you can't get away with it because they would be acting as the legislature, as Congress. So now we go to the APA. What does the APA do? They did the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946. And its purpose, only purpose, its S says so, and in the congressional record, they say so too. The only purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 was to identify a substantive reg that has the force and effect of law. What they did not do is identify exactly what it is, but it's there, so we had to wait for the Supreme Court in Chrysler v. Brown, 1979. But it has to state the way that the thing does. They're supposed to state what they're doing, and they never do it. Now, they codified this in 1966 with 5 U.S.C. 553B. So, you take any CFR statutes in the heading, you go to the bottom, go to credits or source. They always usually have credits. You go, the only thing you're looking for, go to the individual postings of the promulgations and publishing in the Federal Register. You just open it up, and you search on one thing only, 553. Usually it'll be 553B. And there's only two ways they can proceed. They only got two options. A formal, the predicate, or a formal rulemaking, it has to say we are in compliance with 553B. Never find one. But they can't do them. You'll never see one of those. So you will see 553 in a different way. Now what's that going to say? Well, what you will find is in these guys, what they do, they won't say anything about 553, or they say we're going to allow you to have notice and comments, which is still smoke, because we're interested in what you got to say, right? It doesn't make it. There's only the informal is called. They have to use is that they have to state the informal way, and they have to state 553 again. And what they will say is this: it is impractical. It is unnecessary and contrary to the public interest. That is what they say in the informal rulemaking. Sometimes they don't even use all three. They're supposed to, but they don't. So the question is, how do I defeat that? If they say that's what they use for the informal, and they put that in there, what do I do? Oh, they forgot to mention something else. I found this of the playbook, the Senate report, 752 of 1946. It tells how everything's supposed to work, without exceptions. It says the exemption situation of the emergency or necessity is not an escape clause in the sense that an agency has discretion to disregard its terms or facts. A true and supported or supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. That's what they put under the good cause. They say, under good cause, it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public. They have to state, what's the emergency? How can the IRS have an emergency?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back. Well, now, we've gone through again. The enemy is the agency. They are identified in the Federal Register. They got to be there. General applicability, legal effect, it shall be published. If it's not there, you tell them to have a nice life. And if it is, it's got to be judicially noticed. They have to use it. Excuse me. No exceptions. Now, between that and the APA, there has to be a limited delegation of power. I've never seen one yet. They may be, I don't know. But not in the IRS world, for sure. Now, here's what they do. Under the APA, because they wanted to be able so that there would be subsidy regulations that have the force effect of law. They're called subsidy regulations or the legislative rule. That's a holding in Brown. Chrysler v. Brown, 1979. Also, where they held that housekeeping regulations are BS, ignore. And they identified it under 5 U.S.C. 301, which they don't want to let out. It's there. So anyway, the only thing we have to worry about is the predicate for the informal rulemaking. And they will use impractical, unnecessary, arrogance, contrary to the public interest. We'll see what those words mean. By the way, it's in the court cases too. Impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of the agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. Oh my gosh, they're not doing it for our benefit, we would be able to stop them from doing their nonsense, because they would say, hey, we're going to get around and make a regulation to get them suckers that are United States citizens of the United States, and we're going to talk them into stealing their property and money. That's what they're saying. I thought the laws were the benefit of the people. They're saying, no, it would be unavoidably prevented by the undertaking of public rulemaking. So they couldn't proceed forward if they say it's unnecessary. Why would I allow an agency to be doing something that could be prevented if I knew about it, because it's full of SOB, CRAP? Why would I do that? Of course not. Unnecessary. Well, they said, you know, it says here, may not be particularly interested. Well, I'm not interested in everything the legislature or Congress is doing. I got a life to lead, I think. Then we get to public interest. It says here, it requires the public rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. And that the lack, on the other hand, lack of public interest in rulemaking warrants an agency to dispense with public procedure. But shall not prevent an agency from operating. How dare I stop these people, these criminals, from making regulations that are not in my best interest. If I have the ability, I thought they're supposed to, everything's for us. I thought we were in charge. I thought the laws is for the benefit of the people. No. We are, this says right here, if it's impractical or under the public interest, we should not be allowed to prevent them from making rules and regulations. Did you know that? Does that sound like a republic where you want to live? I don't think so. That means I have a slave master that I didn't put into power. I have no control. I don't know where these things are coming from. Hell, these agencies could be coming out of China, for all I know. I don't know where they are at. We know they're all bought off. They're corrupt. They don't abide by anything. But we can't. They can't make subsidy regulations. Why? Because we would be able to prevent them. In other words, they can take a regulation and say, we want to steal from the American people. Well, they can't put that out. We thought there's some people might not even figure that out anymore. I'm beginning to wonder how many stupid people we got in this country that got their heads shoved somewhere. I'm not sure why. So therefore, there we have it. That's it in a nutshell. Number one, when you go to that court, United States District Court, with any IRS, any criminal, anything, that court, the judge represents the court. The court is under the control of Congress, and it's a legislative court, and they print it. And there's no getting around it. And it's never been in the Supreme Court of the United States till the Mooney's case right now. Now, whether they take it, I don't know. Technically, everybody in jail is there illegally and unlawfully. Everybody that's had their property taken is illegally and unlawful. So they're probably not going to wiggle around it or not take the case. Then we have people will just wake up, because we're not taught, I guarantee you, that these regulations, that the agencies are stuck. General applicability shall be in the Federal Register. If not there, you can stick them, give them the old thumb, the middle finger, tell them have a nice life. And if it is there, you are bound by it. Whether you're a commission, you're an agency, you're a kangaroo court or a constitutional court or whatever. That's it for the Federal Register. You're the enemy. The only weapon you can use, the only weapon, you can't use code. It has to be in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, you have no weapons. So shut the hell up. Take your code and flush it. And if the regulation is there, you got to play by it. And then if we ever get to that point with the IRS, you don't even need to go that far, because all of the weapons for, do you have to file? Is there a deficiency? Do you actually owe anybody anything? Is there any way to assess it? No. Is there any notice of federal tax lien? Where is the tax lien at? Are you going to do the lien and levy, the strength? They're all Part 301 regs. The IRS is totally defanged. You are out of business, Bubba. I don't even need to get to the APA of 1946 because you've admitted they're all housekeeping regulations. They're nonsense. If you got the balls to figure it out. You can file in the new W-4s, and under the Rule 4, you write in the word exempt because it's an implied in law contract offer. Would you like to be donating to this corrupt agency? And you send it back. You have to physically write in the word exempt. You send it back, make a copy, and that is a lawful contract. Your implied in law contract back to them. Say, nope, no thank you. I don't want to be suckered into owing you criminals. That's it. How many people's going to do it? Not many. Now, if you will do that, I will assist you, because the bottom line is, you always want to have the employer comes back and says, no, we're not going to do it. He said, no, wait a minute. This is in the instructions. Let's send it off to the area director, which he's supposed to make us see if this regulation, see if it's valid or not. Can we agree to let the IRS make that decision? We send it off to the area director with the stuff that hangs his butt. And they don't want to let us know who he is, but we send it off to the commissioner, care of the area director, send it to your senator or representative and say, hey, you guys are up there in the know, send this to the area director. Send it certified delivery. Help me out here. And after 6 months, if they don't answer, then we can sue them for up to $1 million. That's their remedy. I'm going to be working on a thing, because you can also sue a judge in clear absence of all jurisdiction, which they are. If you know who you are, you have to put your status in. But see, they trick us. In Alaska, the Alaska Bar created a whole new court system in 1974. And you know, I got a whole bunch of Republicans. I went over to the meeting and I brought this out. We have the constitutional one still in the code and nobody's home. The Alaska Bar prints it. We are creating a whole new court system. We're giving it a new name. We're called administrative courts, and all the lawyers are bound to work here under Rule 5 and Rule 64. So which one do you want to live in? You go in there, it's a black robe bar member controlled by the bar. Or would you like to be in a constitutional court? Nothing. And the representative's there, well, he's trying to say, we need to pass this law here. I said, why the hell would I be interested passing any new laws? Your guys don't care about the ones that's already there. If we don't have a court system that's independent, we're screwed. It's like Mike Lindell. If we don't get rid of these damn machines, voting is irrelevant. They've been controlling our country for decades through these stupid voting machines. And if we don't get rid of them, we have no republic. Going to vote is a waste of time. You can't beat computers that are rigged. And then it's just unbelievable. We want to have a commission like the 911 commission for what happened in those people that just walked into that D.C. First of all, that was all a setup. Anybody knows that. It was Antifa and Black Lives Matter was the one that rigged that. But so what? You want to have a commission like 911. Do you know what 911 commission was? It was a computer printout. They didn't establish the facts. Only one person did, Dr. Judy Wood. Where did the towers go? She wrote a book on it. She got fired from Clemson University, an extremely brilliant, genius physicist in physics. They fired her because she wrote a book, and it is an amazing read. Where did the towers go? She's got an internet page, too. It shows steel coming down and turning to dust in midair. It's got pictures of steel that's twisted like a pretzel. It's got pictures of cars 1,200 feet away that have turned to rust like they were burnt. 1,200 feet away! Where's the the airplane. Oh, there is no pieces of the airplane left. 780 tons turned to dust in 10 seconds. Oh, that's no big deal. Where's the seismic in the ground? Part on number 2 billion towers is way lower than the building that size, building 7. Nothing hit it. There was no seismic thing. It's nothing. But all afternoon, the building was turning to dust going out the side. You could see it. It's Tesla's technology, but we can't. Things that we don't understand, and then they try to get around. Oh, it's thermite. Oh, it's nuclear. Airplanes don't bring down buildings. My God, they're all engineered. No airplane can bring out any skyscraper. Unbelievable. How do you pull this off? We did the Waco. That was a con. We did the Oklahoma bombing. Not possible. I saw them say, oh, we got military bombs, bringing them out, bombs. Then all of a sudden it was a car. Then it was a U-Haul. And a U-Haul with a fertilizer that far away, you can't blow, no matter, you can't bring down the building like that, sitting way the hell away from where the building is. Expert proved it. It just goes on and on. Vince Foster, he ends up in Darcy Park. Where's all the blood? He's got fiber. Carpet fibers out in Dorsey Park. What did you come out on? One of those genie rugs? Something? I don't know. And then they got a guy to do the autopsy. He wasn't even qualified to work on dogs, hardly. We have a Supreme Court justice die. Supposed to be an autopsy. Never happened. Mandated. We have Kennedy shot in Dallas with a super old gun and all that crap. Oswald, it's all set up. Never happened that way. I don't know what did happen, but I know what didn't happen. We have Nevada. This guy shot 800 rounds. Where are all the forensic evidence? We got two different sounds of two different guns going off at the same time. What is it? He's a Rambo? Nothing. It all went away. Einstein in a cell. Well, the guards are asleep. They said they were alive. If he committed suicide, we don't know. Where's all the formal investigations? Oh, it's hush-hush. We don't know anything. Just let it go away. Because there's too many people involved in this pedophilia. That's the problem. We have a pedophilia a pandemic in this country. All types of people are into this stuff, this sick stuff of killing kids and getting their blood. And oh, good God, you just can't make this stuff up. It's sickening. It's pure evil. And there's too many of the big boys are in it, like the Clintons and all these other ones, are knee-deep in it, and nothing happens. There is no rule of law today, basically, in America. There are no constitutional courts. There's no elections for them. They're all under the National Voter Registration Act, and they're all federal offices, so how in the hell do you have a public officer in one of the several states if there's no elections for them? The law does not allow the impossible. But I read the law review. It says, well, you could have elections for them. Nobody does. They've all signed up for it. Just literally cannot make this stuff up that it could be this bad. And now we have a guy that's got dementia. Nobody's home. The butter's off of that guy's toast and ain't coming back. It's melted. And we got a gal that is, God, the worst. You couldn't have picked a worse vice president, Harris. I mean, she's just a pure evil liar of the nth degree. She got helped in California by lying on her back and spreading her legs with Brown and all that, and then she just pounds on the blacks and beats the hell out of them, and then she ends up in the vice president of the United States. And then we have to rig the election, because obviously there's no way they could have beat Trump. And Mike Lindell has got all the evidence, and nobody wants to talk about him because you'll get sued of the Dominion machines. It's got to change. Folks got to be patient. I got faith. It will happen this year. I'm just hoping there's a republic left to put back together. because they are doing absolutely everything in their power to dismantle our constitutional republic, everything they can do against Christians. Do we not know that if they kill the small businesses, America will die? Do they not know that closing all of the churches and stuff and allowing people not to worship, if we don't have worshiping and go to church or at least be able to do it, our republic will die? The Marxists said we are against families. Do we not know that if you don't have a family unit, everything is going to... That's why the blacks are in such deep doo-doo. 15% of the damn people are black and 50% of the crime's done by them because for some reason they bought into this no family nonsense. And they think, oh, reparations. Oh, yeah, right. Give me a break. God almighty. And then we don't want to have police and the crime levels just keeps going up and nobody talks about removing. There are a few finally starting to do recalls on the people that are in charge. But again, the thing is, if the elections were all rigged, how, is that not how these people that are so like that Lightfoot in Chicago got in power? The rigged elections, if I was in China, I'd be putting those people in power in these big cities, absolutely. The ones that are insane, they're minions of the devil. I mean, if you can control Trump, Mike Lindell said every election in every state, they have evidence that in every state they were controlling who was in power. How did we end up with Murkowski up here? God, she's bad as Schumer. She's a piece of garbage. She paid off the people and the natives. They published it. They give them money to go vote. And nothing happens. And if we don't get a rule of law back, we're done, folks. And the thing that is bothering me, I mean, it's not, it's, if it happens, it happens. This vaccination thing,
hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Like I say, I have a list And, of course, I'm always looking for donations because I just barely get by. I even had my Hulu turned off last month. I want to get involved in these cases. And if you're in IRS, I'll give you the advice. If you can't pay, that's fine, too. I'll still get involved. But you got to have... Take some time to get some understanding, because you have to understand it. I'm looking for people to go fight. Let's take the fight to them. Quit giving your house and all this stuff up. It's nonsense. And I've got the information. If you want, if you say you listened to the show today, you just send me an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. I will send you the writ of certiorari that was filed with all of the attachments. It takes several emails to get it to you. And if you're really interested in going on, it's written like a book. What the Moonies did in the petition with 998-page appendix, their stuff, documenting it from the beginning to what happened. It takes a little bit of time to understand it, but when you see it, it's right there. I don't deal in fiction. I only deal in things I can prove, and I love confessions from the criminals. God, I love taking their stuff. Pardon my friend. I love taking their stuff and just shoving it right to them. And I spent weeks here reading meticulously the Federal Reserve Act, or Federal Register Act, and the Administrative Procedures Act. The Federal Register Act was published twice in its entirety in the Federal Register in 1937 and 1938. They put the whole act in the Federal Register because that is the rule of law for administrative state. It's there. But it just, we got questions, 907-355-8304. I try to answer all calls. You've got a case, federal court where they're going after you, a complaint, stuff. I just read right through it. I mean, it's just so easy to, it's just, when you really can see it, it's just enlightening. And it's amazing how they're getting away with this. And most of these attorneys, other than maybe Ledwood or Sidney Powell, somebody like that, I have no use for them. Our Alaska attorneys can't go there. They can't do constitutional law. I've had a couple of them tell me, the top ones, we can't do it because we're bound by the Rule 5, Rule 64. If we don't stay in their world, in the Alaska bar, they pull our bar card. They lie to you, folks. Been there and done that one. Never use an attorney. I don't care who they say they are, other than maybe like Sidney Powell or somebody like that. They can't do what was filed in this administration. You want a copy? Send me an email, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. God willing, have a happy Memorial Day, and... let's thank us for all of the people that fought and died for our republic. See you next Sunday.
Sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with